More than 8.6 million people have contracted COVID-19 worldwide, while the global death toll has surpassed 460,000. The World Health Organization warns the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating as the number of new cases reaches a single-day record of 150,000. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus says nearly half of reported cases were from the Americas, with large numbers in South Asia and the Middle East. Dr. Tedros urges people to continue abiding by precautions such as social distancing, mask wearing, and hand washing.
The world is in a new and dangerous phase. Many people are understandably fed up with being at home. Countries are understandably eager to open up their societies and economies. But the virus is still spreading fast.
Brazil has passed 1 million cases and approached 50,000 deaths, becoming the world's second worst hit country as it struggles with a tense political climate and a worsening economic outlook. Second only to the United States in both cases and deaths, Brazil confirmed its first case on February the 26th. Brazil's former health minister, Luiz Mandetta, has told Al Jazeera he believes high numbers will continue until at least September.
I think that we are in the middle of the pandemic season. We have a country that is really a continent, and we have some cities that are really went through the problem. One's in the middle time and other ones that didn't start yet. So I think that we'll go till September struggling with that.
Meanwhile, European Union leaders have failed to agree on a proposed budget of over $1.7 trillion and a COVID-19 recovery fund of $1.2 trillion. The 27 member states convened a virtual summit to discuss the bloc's long-term budget as their economies are devastated by the coronavirus crisis. The Netherlands, Denmark, Austria, Sweden, known as the Frugal Four, oppose the plan over fears of accumulating too much common debt. Sanctions against Russia will also be extended for another 6 months due to insufficient progress on the Minsk Agreement, a peace deal seeking to end the Ukraine crisis. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the discussions were constructive ahead of further talks in July.
We should try as far as possible to put a figure on the economic damage that has been done now by the pandemic, although of course it is barely possible to do that very substantially because it is so current, but as far as it is possible, we should do it.
Indian authorities recorded the highest one-day spike of 13,586 new coronavirus cases on Friday, raising the total to 380,532 cases. India's death toll reached 12,573, a rise of 336. India stands behind the US, Brazil, and Russia in the number of cases. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.